Welcome, everyone, to the third edition of ShouldIDrinkThat.com beer review, where even if it's crap,
we drink it so you don't have to.
This is Father Spoon.
And this is Sick Puppy.
Coming to you with a special edition for June 6th, 2006.
Yeah.
Also known as 6.
6.
6.
Yeah.
The Day of the Devil comes once every 100 years or so, and, well, now you get to celebrate it with us. Don't you feel special?
Oh, this is so much better than a holiday, because this only comes, like, what, once a century?
Yeah, once every 100 years, so I won't be around for the next one. He sure as hell
will. I will, because I worship Satan.
My kids will probably be around, and at one point catch us on the internet and go, holy shit, that's Grandpa! So, what we will be consuming this evening and reviewing for Und Guys...
Und Guys
is from the Rogue Brewery. It is the Dead Guy Ale.
Oregon Brewed.
Which this is a very, very crafty looking bottle here. It's a very dark bottle. Kind of reminds me of a Grateful Dead-ish.
Yeah, on the label, if you haven't seen this before, it's got a skeleton with a beer sitting on top of a wooden beer...
Barrel.
Barrel, that's the word. Oregon Brewed. So we're drinking out of the Bomber, which is a 1.6 fluid ounce bottle. And it's handcrafted micro piece by Rogue Ales, Newport, Oregon.
And just so you know, this is dedicated to the rogue in each of us.
In each of us. It's a deep honey in color with a malty aroma, rich hearty flavor, and a well-balanced finish, according to the label.
For those of you that are not familiar with the Rogue Dead Guy, it came around in the early 1990s. The Dead Guy Ale was created as a private tap sticker to celebrate the Mayan Day of the Dead, which is also November 1st, or also known as All Souls Day for us religious folk. The other thing too cool about the Dead Guy was that it was designed, proved popular, and was incorporated into a bottle product a few years later with like a Meyerbock as the elixir. Look that one up on Google, why don't you?
Nice.
Strangely, the association with the Grateful Dead is pure coincidence.
It's a German-style Meibach made with Rogue's proprietary Pac-Man ale yeast. Never heard of that, honestly.
Are there a bunch of ghosts around?
So I don't know what the hell that means. I'll have to research that later, and maybe we'll bring that up on another episode.
Do you get power pills with that?
You get power-ups every time you put the yeast in.
It definitely powers me up.
Wow. It's a deep honey in color with a malty aroma. It's got a rich, hearty flavor and a well-balanced finish. Dead Guy's created from Northwest Harrington Clodges. And
that's pretty much all that we have on this thing. What different sizes are available for this? Because I've only ever seen this in the 22-ounce, which is what we have.
Yes. The IBU is about 40, so it's not overly bitter.
That's not too bad.
And they claim that there's no chemicals, additives, or preservatives, so which means let's...
It's a good diet beer.
Let's just drink this quick before it goes bad.
Yeah, because my beer's starting to get warm.
Yeah, mine's starting to sweat a little bit. So we're going to go ahead and pour this. I'm going to open mine up.
Nice roll there.
Thank
Cheer
you.
Look.
Thank you. Give it a shot. Oh, dude, look at that.
Look at the steam off that.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Look at that mist coming out of the top of that
bottle. I love coming with the steam. That means it's a hard-working beer.
Yeah. I've had this before, Spoon.
I've never had Rogue.
But it's been so long. It's probably been almost a year since I've
had
this.
Is it fizzing?
A little bit.
That's because I got close to the mic.
It's a Maybach.
Ooh.
Yeah, so you get about two glasses out of a Bomber bottle. It's about a pint, 6 ounces maybe.
Oh, that's a beautiful amber color to it.
Yeah, it's from what I remember, it's a really good beer.
Actually kind of looks like a Killian's.
Yeah, sort
of. From the looks of it. I'm not saying it's going to taste like it. But
that's a Maybach. I don't know if them styles are similar or not, but we'll let the beer geeks reprimand us for that one later.
Go right ahead. All right, dude. Cheers.
Cheers, brother. Happy 666.
Happy 666.
Here's to the dead guy.
Hmm.
What do you think, Spoon?
I'm kind of impartial to this.
Really?
I don't know. I'm not very crazy about it.
No?
Hold on.
It's
to me right now, this really has like a bland taste to it.
Yeah, it's...
I've never really tried a good Maibach before, though, either. Right. So yeah, this is definitely... This is an experience for me, because I've never had the Rogue Dead Guy, and I've never really had a good Maibach.
So. I would have to agree with Spoon there. And this is the only Maibach style of barrel I've ever had, so maybe we'll review one here in the future, but...
Once again, this is episode 3, so we are kind of new on the beers that we are reviewing for you guys.
We're young, and we have fresh breath.
Do after this.
I mean, not bad for a dead guy.
Yeah, I don't taste the formaldehyde that you usually get in Rolling Rock.
Maybe what?
So it's missing that dead guy quality to him.
Maybe that's what that is. Is that embalming fluid in there?
No.
No? I think it's good.
It doesn't have a smell to it or anything. No,
no
nose?
There's not much of an aroma to the dead guy, but I think it's a good
Unlike
beer.
Most dead guys.
Yeah. You know, reek of rotting flesh. Hey, this is a 666 episode. I can be as sick as I want.
I'm not really impressed with this stuff.
No?
No.
I mean...
I feel kind of let... Yeah. I don't feel as let down as I did with the barley wines, but...
Oh, yeah.
It just seemed like there was a lot of hype with this one. Because it's, oh, it's Rogue, it's Dead Guy, yeah, it's good stuff.
Well, yeah, it's a Rogue.
I don't know, it's just... It's not appealing to me, really.
Not doing it for you?
No.
No? I like it. It's not a beer I would buy all the time, obviously, because I've had it for a year. But it's one of them beers where every once in a while, you know...
This is something that I would buy from my relatives.
I'll drink a dead guy.
I would buy this for my relatives if I want them to feel special that they're drinking a craft beer, knowing damn well that this isn't any better than... Well, this is... Killian's, I think, is better than this. This is...
Really? See, I disagree. Yeah,
it might just be my taste in beer, because I'm a big fan of hoppy beer. Like I will go to the ends of the world for an IPA, but this... I know, it's not sitting on my palate. But I would buy this for my family, though, and say, hey, guys, hey, you just got to check this out. This is some quality beer you got here.
Yeah, I think it's a good beer. It's just a well-made beer.
It's not something I would buy out at a bar unless I was trying to impress a chick. If I wasn't married.
Yeah.
But since I am, I wouldn't buy this at a bar.
As far as, you know, trying that beer with the kick-ass label.
Oh, this is definitely a kick-ass label.
Yeah. It's not one of them beers, though, that you see the kick-ass label and it sucks. This is a drinkable beer, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely drinkable beer. It's not something that
I don't think it's a volume party beer.
No. Oh, absolutely not.
It's a good sipping, if drinking. Well,
in fact, most craft beers I don't think would be a party beer.
Right, yeah. Well,
not a football beer.
Yeah.
But if I was having some friends over for, you know, a night of poker, going to smoke some cigars, do whatever, or have a nice little cookout for a small group of friends, I would buy a good craft beer. But this one,
maybe you barbecue boy. You might want to try this with a barbecue recipe, see how it turns out. Kind of like a porter and a steak thing. See what you can
pair
up with a dead guy, huh?
I'm wondering how this is going to taste.
I can cook a dead guy.
I could cook it. Hey, these guys won't come over and cook a dead guy.
No, I got some lime. And
I'm thinking this might even go with some brats. Because usually with brats, I'll have like a dark beer, but... I don't know. I'm thinking with this. You know what? I would cook my brats in this. That's definitely what I would do with it. With some onions and a bunch of garlic and some butter, I would probably put them in this.
Yeah, the more I drink of this, though, it does have a bitey aftertaste to it. Did you get that yet?
It's, I don't know, it's just, it's not impressing me.
No. I mean, like I said, Spoon, I like this beer, but it's nothing I would drink on a regular basis, I'll tell you that. And I think, again, forgive me to all you beer snobs, but if you're a red beer style fan, I think you'll like this. But other than that...
Yeah, if you like drinking your dog's piss.
You think it's that bad?
I don't like this.
Really?
I really don't like this.
Wow.
I'll drink it.
Sick Puppy and Spoon are at odds. I mean...
I'll drink this, but not saying I drink my dog's piss, but... I don't know, my dog pissed beer.
What was that beer I had earlier?
King's Head? Kingsford?
King's...
Lighter fluid? I don't know.
Yeah, it was bad. Whatever.
It was really bad.
I would much rather drink this than that. But I mean, to me, it's a drinkable beer. I mean, it's not one of my favorites, obviously, but we're trying different styles here, so...
Along with trying different styles, we are also messing around with a new mixing board.
Yes.
Our mix board that we have here. We have all new equipment.
We got some new audio equipment in that.
We got new microphones. We got headphones. We got a mixer, stuff like that. So please bear with us as we are tinkering around with all this new stuff.
Yeah, we may have to change some settings here and there, so.
But hey, this is going to be a quick episode because we have the dead guy at 666 and,
it's the churchofsatan.com. And if you haven't been here, check it out. It's even if you're not into it, it's an extremely interesting, if not entertaining, read.
What the fuck is that?
We're looking for a few outstanding individuals for the Church of Satan.
Oh, God.
Not to your surprise, Spoon, but I've been here on several occasions. Magos Anton Sansdar Levay.
Anton Levay?
Yeah.
The guy that wrote the Necronomicon. Yeah, there we go.
That was the Matt Arell.
Or whatever. His name was associated with
it. He died in 97. But that's the founder of the Church of Satan.
Wonder if he went to hell.
Let me read you a little clip from the churchofsatan.com. Their latest update is, this week, Satanists from around the globe are converging on that city of the damned, known in common parlance as Los Angeles, to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the founding of the Church of Satan.
Why is Los Angeles the city of the damned?
I don't know.
Wouldn't that be New Orleans? I think
it's because where these schmucks live, probably.
Wouldn't that be New Orleans?
I don't know.
No, that's the city of the levee.
You're sitting in the trailer of the damned.
Oh, Christ. Where the hell's Anne Rice when you need her?
As many of our representatives will be there on or are en route, so please expect delays if you're a member of the press inquiring for last-minute interviews. Our time is heavily booked up through the event, with rehearsals and several documentary projects. So
rehearsals? What are they going to do, fucking skits?
Well, what I was wondering is, what press is coming to the Church of Satan?
I'm sure that, you know what, CNN, Fox News, all those bastards are going to be there, because they're like, it's 666, we're going to have all this press coverage, we don't know what the hell's going to happen.
Lucifer Press, maybe. Let me read a little more about the Church of Satan. So, for Satanists, numbers are just numbers, and June 6, 2006 is a day like any other. We're amused by Christians superstitiously being afraid of this number, as well as the date, which is not mentioned in any scriptures. Since we enjoy mocking irrationally in all its forms, we embrace this day to have a celebration of our organization's freedom from such nonsensical fears. Our goal is to enjoy this, the only life we have, and not waste it in anticipation of a mythical afterlife or an imagined apocalypse. We've heard that there are people who are on one hand trying to have children on this date, and others who are trying to delay or advance their deliveries to avoid it. We find this to be grotesquely primitive. Our suggestion would be to let nature take its course, since the satanic position is always to embrace and flow with nature and to drop such ignorant beliefs as they are truly unfitting for those who live in the 21st century. A little bit of wisdom from the Church of Satan, huh?
Shit or drink that.com is not sponsored by the Church of Satan. Anything to do with Satan and stuff like that, that means we do not accept donations and stuff like that from the Church of Satan. Thank you.
You know, even for a different point of view, just check out the Church of Satan. Don't let the whole Satan thing scare you, because they kind of mock it themselves.
Hey, for fans of the Should I Drink That mob blog, just to let you guys know, we are moving the site. It will be going over to flickr.com, which is flickr.com/photos/ should I think.
Yes, it's should I.
Should I?
Yes.
I'll make sure I have the right address on that. The reason for the move is we decided we're going to leave Text America. They've changed some of their rules and stipulations for content, so we decided, what the hell. We're going to up and move it. It makes it a lot easier for us to mass upload photos, edit stuff. It gives you guys more chances to leave comments, stuff like that. We can do videos if we feel like it. But, that's what the website's for. Anyways, I just want to let you guys know about that update. Make sure to check us out. And is there anything else we're moving? I think that's it.
Well, one thing I do want to mention I just ran across on the Google search for 666.
Whoa.
Mothers expect Damien on 666. For one group of expectant mothers, their due date holds an extra dimension of dread. The prospect of giving birth on June 6, 2006 has prompted talk of a spawning of Devil Children on Armageddon Day. What the hell is wrong with these people? Are they that wrapped up in religion to fear that their child will be born on June 6th of 2006?
People have issues all over. It doesn't matter.
That's ridiculous, man. I can't believe that's even in the news.
What's it like the same people that were trying to get rid of Da Vinci Code and telling everyone that they should just ban
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Google is the official web search engine of shouldidrinkthat.com.
You know what else I just found, Spoon?
What?
National Day of Slayer, June 6, 2006.
Slayer! You know what? I don't like Slayer. I gotta admit, I don't know why. I could never get into Slayer.
That's because you didn't grow up with the hate in your heart and the pain.
That's because I grew up grunge. That's the problem.
See. Ouch.
I'm a grunge boy.
Ouch.
I'm all about my grunge rock. I could sit down and I could listen to Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, Mother Love Bone, Smashing Pumpkins all day.
Smashing Pumpkins. We're not getting into a musical argument here, because mine and Spoon's musical tastes are way off.
Yeah.
But I will say this, I mean...
Not that any of you would be able to expect that, but...
I mean, for the whole National Day of Slayer, I mean, 666 isn't a date that comes around very often. You know, once per millennium, or whatever.
That's 100 years, for those keeping track, thank you.
And while plenty of stupid horror movies and terrible albums will be released for the hype value of the day that bears the number of the beast... You know, what the fuck? It's just a date, people. I don't know. I mean, it's cool for...
It's just a date to me. It's really... Nothing's going to change that day besides the fact that one of my good friends is getting married. Besides that,
it's
another day.
It's a day to celebrate my sickness and my love for all things evil.
Yeah, but usually we call that Thursday.
You do have a point, but this one's significant.
We apologize for the low quality of this beer review. We were drunk.
This is going to be a short beer review because we only have one beer to review and neither of us really care for it.
I'm not digging
honestly.
It.
Yeah. I mean, and I can't say it's a bad beer, you know, as far as Sick Puppy is concerned. I like it, but it's not a beer that... excites my palate, I guess.
It absolutely doesn't excite my palate. The main thing is, like I said, we're testing out new equipment, so we expected this to be a short episode.
Yeah.
And we're trying to get the acoustics in this room set right in. But basically, there's a lot of work we got to do, you know, just to get everything perfect
so that you can enjoy each podcast. Just so everybody knows, we will be disabling comments on the episode reviews, and I expect you people to go to the forums.
Use the goddamn forums.
Forums.
F-O-R-ums.
Go to the forum. Leave your comments there. That's what it's there for. And I will be working on a new template soon.
Yeah, I know it's ugly, but, you know.
Give
the web guy some time.
Yeah, I got a lot of shit I'm working on right now. But, yeah, use the forums. Utilize them. Talk to us. Even those of you who aren't familiar with some of the other podcast beer reviews that are out there. Give us a shout out on the forums. You know, it's a lot of people hang out at Big Foamy Head. They hang out at Good Beer. Was it the Good Beer Show?
Good Beer Show.
I'm liking those guys.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And even the Beer Report, too.
Beer Report.
For those of you people looking for us on iTunes right now, by the time the show is released, we should be on there. We were approved on my drive over today.
Should.
And they said it would only take a couple hours, so we should be out there. You can find a link for us on iTunes under their show notes for episode 3. And, well, basically, we're going to take it from there. Like I said, we're still noobs at this.
Yeah, and if you don't see it on iTunes yet, please feel free to go to shouldidrinkthat.com and, you know, sign up for the forums and check out the episodes and let us know what you think, good or bad, man.
Any official news that you're going to want to find out about this podcast will be on shouldidrinkthat.com. No matter what those other sites might say, that's the official site, that's the official word. Go there because that's us.
It's not Should I Drink This.
And now, shouldidrinkthat.com theater presents Satan at the Drive-Thru.
Welcome to Cranberry. Can I take your order, please?
I love puppies.
I'm sorry, Skur. We don't serve puppies here. Would you like to try our new Filet McChildren?
You said I could have it my way. I want a fucking puppy on a bun.
Puppy on a bun. Let me see here. We don't really
supersize it.
Okay, so you want like a Saint Bernard or
I want a big fucking puppy on a bun now.
Right, a bun. I'm gonna have to check with my manager on that. I don't
think. Can I have fries with that? That'd be great.
We're out of fries.
Onion rings.
We might have a couple onion rings. What would you like that dipped in, sir?
The flesh of your children.
That'd be great. What kind of sauce?
Blood. Pure blood.
We don't have any blood. We got some goat's blood. How's that?
Yeah, barbecue'd be great.
Okay, your total order, let's see, we're going to the 3, or to the 2. Let me see here. Your total is $6.66, please.
Perfect. I'll be right up to the window.
Okay, and which car are you again? I'm kind of hazy.
It's the Black Hearse, bitch.
Black Hearse, right. Well, there's a couple of those.
It's the one with a body on the hood.
Right. Is that Pennsylvania plates? I'm not seeing you anywhere.
I'll be up in a minute, you fucking imbecile.
Right, I don't take kindly to insults there, so I'm going to have to call my manager. Thank you.
For episode 3, this is Father Spoon
and Sick Puppy.
Tanya, have a great evening, have a great day, have a great millennia, because this is 666.
Kill yourself.